up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in. What episode are we at, man? 116. Can you believe that, guys? I want to thank all of you for listening, making it a part of your day. I think we've passed 32,000 downloads at the time of this recording, and we're not stopping. Just did some major interviews with other podcasts and websites. The word's expanding. We're talking in other partnerships with other Christian avenues to get the word out. And we are really where we've always been, trying to, you know, building that, bridging the gap between where you are and where you want to be. So honestly, thank you from the bottom of my heart. You've made this such an amazing journey for us, and we're not stopping anytime soon. So we have a website being built, and it's just going to grow. It's really been one of the greatest passions of my life. So thank you for tuning in. Let's jump right in. We're going to call this one The Law of Faith. The Law of Faith. It's so interesting to me. You know, before there was like the internet, like everybody had knowledge. You know what I mean? You didn't need to be factual. You could say whatever you want, right? Oh, well, you know, if somebody breaks in my house, man, and I can shoot them in the head because it's the castle doctrine. And in my state, I can kill you if you come in my house. Well, no, my state says that's murder and you can't do this stuff. Well, my state says this. And, you know, where I'm at, there is a speed limit 75. And where I live, the speed limit's 50. And, you know, we all kind of had, you know, we were a little bit smarter before Google came, because now I'm just like, stop. You know what I mean? Somebody the other day was telling me, well, it snows more in where I live than where you live. And I'm like, okay, please stop. I'll go to Google. And when it comes to laws, it's always like, what is the law? You know what I mean? Well, eminent domain, they took this home in New London over here in Connecticut. And there is a law that says if the government finds a better use for your house or your property, they want to build a highway, give it to a big company, they can just literally buy your house out and tear it down. I mean, laws are crazy. I was talking to a guest minister the other day, and he said, I got to tell you a tip, man. If you ever want to get out of speeding, here's what you do. You put your hands at basically 11 and 1 o'clock, and you have your license in your left hand sticking up, so when the officer comes, your hands are on the front of the steer wheel, basically near 12 o'clock. And you have your license, and it'll diffuse the situation, and the officer will be friendly. So then I call my cousin, who's a cop. You know, he's like a lieutenant in Vermont or whatever. I said, listen, I need to know the truth. If I get pulled over, you know, and my hands are at, you know, 11 and 1, and here's the license, can I get out of the ticket? And my cousin was laughing at me. He goes, well, as a law enforcement officer, when I approach the car, it definitely is a lot easier to handle, because I didn't even realize this. They got to approach every car like there's an issue. Do you know what I mean? Especially how like hostile it is today with law enforcement. And look, shout out to all the law enforcement. Thank you for all you do. It, you know, they got to approach the car as if there's going to be an active shooter. You know what I mean? And my cousin laughed at me and he goes, well, it's definitely going to make the situation, it de-escalates it and probably will warm my heart. He calls me on the phone later that day. He says, Jamie, I got to tell you something. I was driving, I pulled somebody over for speeding, and when I walked up to the car, their hands were at 11 and 1, and the license was in their hand. And he said, good morning, officer. And my cousin goes, you want to know something? My cousin in Connecticut called me this morning, and he asked me this question. If my hands are on 11 and 2 with the license in my hand, can I get out of a speeding ticket? He looked at this dude and goes, because my cousin called me, you're getting out of this speeding ticket. Isn't that crazy? But what's my point? Laws. Earthly laws, why are we're so sensitive to them. We're so aware of them, right? Come on, we know right and wrong. We got to pay our taxes. We can't assault somebody. We can't speed, you know? We can't, you know, I mean, you could probably lie and get away with it, but God, see, we know laws, earthly laws. But do you realize that there's a spiritual law? Do you realize that although we live and abide in the laws of this land, there's a greater truth called the law of faith? The book of Romans says that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has freed us from the law of sin and death. It's a law. The law of God is not constricting. It is a governing set of promises that we live by. And when we live in an unseen realm, we have to understand that the law of faith is greater than any. We need to believe in the law of faith as much as we believe in the laws of this land. I'm telling you, if not more. Yes, we obey the laws of this land, but the laws of faith, they don't change. They are in ever. They're a set of laws that we must abide by. The book of Timothy says that, you know, if we're a runner, that we run by the set of rules that are put in place. There's rules. Come on. If I'm a soccer player and I hit all my goals with my hands, they won't count. You know, there's rules. Well, guess what? Spiritually, there's rules also. And if we follow God's way and we work within his framework, then we will see his results. That's the bottom line. And so we can't lean on earthly things greater than we do spiritual things, because it's the unseen realm that guides us. We are people of faith. As believers, we live in a different set of rules. It's so interesting. Years ago, there was a book written by A. Allen called God's Guarantee to Heal, you know? And it was kind of controversial. Well, I know God can do miracles, but I don't really see it. And does he really do it today? And is it his will? And all this crazy. And he just said, look, it's a guarantee that God heals. And here was his understanding. If you are sick in your body right now in the natural, you're going to get a prescription from the doctor. My son, unfortunately, had an ear infection. He has an ear infection right now. And he had to go to the store and get amoxicillin. And they're like, look, you need to take 8 doses, 1 dose a day for 10 days, da-da-da-da-da. And unfortunately, my little guy caught it too. And he only got 7 days into the 10-day dosage. And he started puking and pooping. And so he couldn't really take his medicine because he couldn't keep it in his stomach. So we called the doctor, and the doctor said, I don't care if he took 7 days. When he gets better, finish the 3. You know, when it comes to earthly medicine, oh, we're all sensitive, right? I got to take my medicine. Oh, it's that time of day. Oh, I got to do exactly what the bottle says. I got to follow the prescription to a T. But when it comes to the promises, we're loose. When it comes to pills, we take them every single day as prescribed. When it comes to gospels, it's as we feel. We can't. So the understanding of the book was, if we treat the promises of God and the laws of God as serious as we take those other things, we're going to see those results. After the break, we're going to talk about the law of faith, exactly what it is, and how you're going to demonstrate the unseen realm in your life. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. And we're talking about the law of faith. And it's important to understand that spiritually, there are laws that we live by. There are promises and there's principles in the Word of God that we must begin to understand. They absolutely work in your life like a prescription, like an earthly law. And when we believe them, we can see them come to pass in our life. There is not a circumstance you're going to go through that the Bible doesn't give you a spiritual law that just will overcome or be above anything that you're going to feel in the natural, you know? And like, look, if you need peace today, you need to know that the Word of God says, Jesus said, peace I give you, You know what that means? Peace is a gift. And today, I thank you, God, for the gift of peace. And it's going to supersede any feeling that I have in my life, because peace is going to reign in my heart. It is a spiritual law. We receive it. See, when I say law, you feel constricted. No, it's not the case at all. Look, here's how the kingdom works. Here's the framework. Inside that framework is all the liberty and freedom you want. Freedom in your mind, spirit, soul, and body. Receive it. But we want to go outside the framework and kind of just wander off the way we want to go. That's not how this thing works. You know, when you believe the promises of God and you hold them fast to you, then that's how we see things take place in our life. Look, the word of God is filled with life. It's filled with promise. And you have got to begin to grab a hold of the promises for what you need in your life. When I was going through financial issues and I felt like there was no hope, I clung to financial scriptures. Deuteronomy 28, you know, all throughout the Gospels. I stood upon things that I knew that were going to help me, you know, overcome. I'll tell you something. I know I've flown a million miles around the world. In the early days, I remember in the early days of flying, man, I was scared. It sounds so crazy now. I was really scared. My first flight, my second flight, I went to India for ministry. And I remember, this other kind of a mentor, kind of father figure with me came on the trip, and we're flying. So we had to fly from, all over. And we ended up going to Bangalore, and we're on our way from Bangalore to Bombay, Mumbai. And I remember getting on that Air India flight. Man, that thing was ratchety, making noise, shaking all over the place. I didn't think I was going to live, man. And I got on that plane. It's shaking everywhere. I'm holding. I'm like, oh, gosh. Okay, Lord. Okay. Please help God. Okay. And I just wanted to pick up the local newspaper just to give myself, just a little escape, maybe read, get my mind off my fear. And it said Air India plane crash. Air India flight 54 crashes 300 dead. And my plane ticket said Air India 55. And I thought, oh no, man. So I ran up to the front. I said, Eddie, I just got to tell you the truth, man. I'm just so scared. I think this flight's going to go. I don't know what to do. Please help me. And he goes, oh, I'm so scared too. Please help me. I think this flight's going to go down. I'm like, what? Nobody can help me on this plane. He's like, pray for me. I'm like, I pray for you. If I have one prayer, it ain't for you. It's for me. And you know something? I mean, I clearly survived. But it's so funny because every time I got on the plane, I would have to have fear scriptures. I would read whole Psalms 34, 91. I would read full Psalms. I'd read all these, fear not, I'm with you. You know, fear not, little flock, is the Father's good desire to give you the kingdom. Everywhere it said, fear not, I want it. And I would have little cards and I'd read it and believe it. But you know what would end up happening? The flights got easier and easier. And then the day my flight actually had an emergency crash landing, I didn't even blink. I stood up and preached the gospel. Why? Because you build your muscle of faith and you realize that the law of faith is that we do not fear. Perfect love cast out all fear, and love was made manifest on the cross. So because he paid for it, I don't live with fear. Does that make sense? So whatever it is you need, whatever it is you're lacking, the word of God will give you. But we have got to play our part. And, you know, we live in a day today where the Christianity that most people live in, they just want to be blessed without any rules or without any work. And that's not how this thing happens. Yes, there's blessing for you, but you're going to have to work a little bit. You're going to have to believe. You're going to have to search things out. It's a participation game. You know, years ago, it was like Calvinism and all these crazy religions reigned on the earth and you had nothing to do with it, right? Like in the people's minds, you had very little to do with your relationship with God. You come to church and just pay your little respect, and God does everything, and you don't have to do anything. And it's so funny because we almost have come back to that again, where people don't want to have a part to play. They don't really. Well, yes, you do. It's a partnership. You realize that you know, our mission in life is to make demons homeless? Do you realize that we're on this earth to overcome and to see breakthrough in every way of our life? And so you must hold on to some scriptures, and you've got to get some promises and ultimately exercise the law of faith. Mountains. We all have them. we all need to see them removed in our lives. And I'm telling you that in the early part of this year, 2018, God wants your mountains removed in your life. And the Bible says that you will speak to them and they would be removed. So I'm praying today, Father, I pray today that every single mountain would be removed, that you would open our eyes to the authority and the realm of faith that you have given us. God, we stand on your word today and we exercise the law of faith. God, we thank you for faith and breakthrough and blessing and healing and peace in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak to every mountain to be removed. Come on, you need to say that out of your mouth too. Be removed, whatever it is, every distraction, every obstruction in the mighty name of Jesus, for it's for freedom that you've set us free. We receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Come on.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.